Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, your inside look at the world of MMA. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, having defended that title now for better than 3 decades. Check that, 31-plus years now. Today, I bring you the man that brought it all. That's right, brought it all to the forefront. I'm talking about the creator, the man that brought us to UFC. Art Davey will be here. Two long segments with the man that brought us UFC number one. He's the one that came up with this idea of combining martial arts, like a karate guy fighting a judo guy, or a judo guy fighting a jiu-jitsu guy, or a kickboxer. Anyway, he put it together. First UFC one. Of course, UFC one was won by the late Hoist Gracie. He's not dead, but as far as a fighter is concerned, because, you know, Hoist Gracie, as great as he was back in 1993, could not compete today. He just couldn't. He'd be out of his element. That gi stuff, you know, with the karate gi and the fact he used to throw guys down like that, it wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work. Guys have got this boxing 101 now. Boxing 101 is beating Brazilian jiu-jitsu. How do I know that? Look at Chris Weidman knocking out, of course, Anderson Silva for the first time and taking the world middleweight title, what, almost 2 years ago? Boom! Boxing 101. Jab, right hand, left hook. Anderson Silva's out cold. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines in the next segment. Open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Skype line is happening as well. The address is Sports Byline and the number 2. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, our MMA hour.
Of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website
for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo! It's going to be good.
Didn't they make that into a movie? The Mod Squad? Yeah, they did. The Mod Squad. Back in the 60s, a TV show. This is on ABC. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of MMA. We're talking with UFC founder, the man that brought us it all. In just a few minutes, talking about Art Davey. Of course, Art had this thought, man. He said he could combine the best fighters in the world of different skills and different elements against one another. And what would take place? Well, what would take place was the UFC as we know it nowadays. Of course, back in the day, they used to fight to the end. The bell rang. And the fight was over when it was over, not any rounds or anything like that. And I sort of like that old theory. In fact, I like the Pride. The Pride Fighting Championships always had that 10-minute opening round. And they also fought, the Pride fights were in a ring. And I like the ring versus the cage. And I'll tell you why, because the vision, if you get a cage side seat, not a ring side seat, but a cage side seat, your eyes go crazy from looking through the wire mesh after about 15 or 20 minutes. I kid you not. Even if you have perfect vision, you see people sitting in the first and second row looking up and straining their necks to look at the TV screen above them. Why? It's a hassle looking through that screen. So instead of the UFC being smart and making that the screen, the octagon, out of some clear acrylic plastic, they haven't done that. And, of course, the ring I thought was the best because, the ring, it gave you, the camera was right there. You got to watch everything. Got to watch through the cage, and sometimes the camera got to stand on top of the cage. So I think the cage has been an obstacle. I think it was a good idea. It was a novel idea to get people into MMA. And they're fighting in a cage. Oh, like a death match, like a cage match. I mean, back in the days when pro wrestling was king in the 60s and 70s and 80s, they were like cage matches and death matches were it. When you fought in a cage, that was it. Like brass knuckles, anything went in a cage. So that sort of transformed over into the world of mixed martial arts, this cage thing. But I think this cage thing is outlived its usefulness, and I think we need to go back to a ring as far as mixed martial arts is concerned the world around. Speaking of the UFC, they were down in Sao Paulo, Brazil last night, and favorite son Vitor Belfort, formerly the Phenom. He's been like screwing around with performance-enhancing Flintstone vitamins since he was like 18, I think. Anyway, Vitor Belfort, a native Brazilian, was the winner last night at TKO and won over Dan Henderson. Henderson's like 90 years old. I mean, he's like 90, and this is the third time they fought. And Henderson, of course, the guy that took that incredible beating in round 4 and 5 against Mauricio Shogun Rua a few years ago at the San Jose Shark Tank. Wow. I mean, that HP Pavilion, call it what you want, but I had to turn away from the screen. The beating was that bad. And Vitor Belfort last night, a winner with a KO, a head kick, and some punches that followed it. 2 minutes and 7 seconds of round number one. That was the main event, UFC Fight Night, I think, 77, from Sao Paulo, Brazil, on Fox Sports 1. The co-main event, another Brazilian, Glover Teixeira, defeated Patrick Cummings with a TKO. That was some punches, 2 minutes and I think about a minute and 12 seconds in round number two. Thomas Almeida remained undefeated now. I think he's 20-0 or 21-0. The guy's an amazing fighter, bantamweight, 135 pounds. Look out, champs. This guy's coming. He defeated Anthony Berchik with a KO. It was one of those KOs that you say to yourself, yee, will that guy ever be the same again? That's how bad that KO was. I kid you not, that was a monster punch. So we are 6 days away from Ronda Rousey. Take that back, November the 15th. Yeah, 6 days away from Ronda Rousey, of course, defending that world 135-pound championship against Holly Holm. Holly Holm, an undefeated fighter out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. She's a good fighter. She was a decent boxer. I was a ring announcer for a lot of her fights down there. In fact, her manager, her promoter is Lenny Fresca, is the Albuquerque restaurateur that owns like 100 restaurants down there. I kid you not. The guy's bought his own Hawaiian island. He had that much money. Anyway, Holly Holm's backed by him financially. But Holly's going into a cage against a woman that can be best described as a a female version of Mike Tyson. Because you know who said that? Mike Tyson. She's the nastiest, meanest, cutthroat killer he's seen since he used to fight. I kid you not. Ronda Rousey, of course, taking on Holly Holm. That's going to go down in the main event at UFC Down Under. Melbourne, Australia. Of course, the co-main event, Joanna and Jay taking on Valerie Lettermieux. Joanna and Jay can really fight. She might be the best woman in the world. That's right. Her and Ronda, if they were the same weight, it would be like a toss-up as to who was better. Mark Hunt's on the card. He's slow in Samoan. I kid you not. He's on the card. And, of course, he'll be taking on a pretty good fighter, but not a good-looking guy in Antonio Silva. Antonio Silva looks like King Kong. Let me take it back. No knock on King Kong. I'm sorry, King. I'm sorry. Antonio Silva's not as handsome as King Kong. He looks like a Neanderthal. He's really a monkey-looking guy. I'm not stretching the truth here, folks. I was in the elevator with him one time in a little burned-out hotel down in San Jose, California, for a strike first card. And I just couldn't believe it. He had chicks hanging on his arms and this and that. He was like, "Yeah, I don't know. It just didn't sit too well with me." Mark Hunt, Antonio Silva. Some people thought that fight's a toss-up. I think they're going to try to give the edge to Mark Hunt here, because Mark Hunt is the guy that's going to be fighting at home. Robert Whittaker and Uriah Hall on the card. Stefan Struve is on the card, taking on Jared Rochalt. That's a heavyweight bout, of course. Some other fights will be on prelims on Fox Sports 1. Jake Matthews and Akbarth Areola. And Kyle Nocke taking on Peter Sobotta. Anthony Parash and Gian Vellante. And some other fights as well. UFC Fight Pass will open it up. All in all, the UFC is bringing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 fights to Australia. That's a lot of fights. 13 fight card. Of course, the fight cards opens up on Fight Pass, that UFC little pay-per-view channel they have there on the internet, where you can watch their people in their dressing room and that kind of good stuff, the inside stuff of the UFC. Anyway, you can get that for four fights, and you go for four fights on Fox Sports 1, and then five fights on the main card, the pay-per-view card. Of course, this is UFC hot and heavy, folks. All chicks, 193. The two fights on top are chick fights. The other fights on the card, they're okay, man. But, you know, the women are really going to command the attention of the entire MMA world this night. I think it's a good thing for the game. I think it's a good thing for women. I really think it is. I think with women coming to the forefront of combat sports the way Ronda Rousey has, I mean, let's be honest. She uses deodorant and people write about it. I mean, she says this, people write about it. She does this, people write about it. There's 20 things to know about Ronda Rousey on this news page. 40 things to know about Ronda Rousey on that page. She's the hottest fighter in MMA right now. And she's taking on undefeated Holly Holm next week in a battle of undefeated fighters. UFC 193 live November 15th from Etihad Stadium in Melbourne, Australia. UFC 193 on pay-per-view. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, the godfather of the UFC, the man that started it all, Art Davey, right here on Sports Byline.
I love the way that you walk, the way that you talk. Really knocks me out, girl. The clothes that you wear, the style of your hair, the way that you...
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The great Darlene Love coming to the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, Sigma Stern Grove later this month. I'll get the exact date before the show closes, but the bottom line is Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and, man, one of my favorite singers. Me and my dad, back in the day, used to listen to Darlene Love when she used to record for Phil Spector. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts this hour. Of course, we are Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Now, I'm excited about my next guest because he's a guy that started it all. They credit him with starting it all. In fact, he's got a book out. It's called "Is This Legal?" And you would think this is some vice or something like that. He's talking about the UFC. The author is the great Art Davey. Art, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, sir.
Hey Pedro, it's great to be here on Ring Talk. A real pleasure.
Well, lovely. Great to have you. Now, when did you first get involved in combat sports, be it wrestling or boxing or whatever? How'd you get your start?
Well, I love to tell the story, and it's in the book, that I got my butt kicked when I was a teenager training for the Golden Gloves, and it was a wrestler who took me down and made me say uncle. So early on, I was introduced to the issue of how does a boxer do against a wrestler?
Interesting, of course. Having won a few Golden Glove fights myself, wrestling is a different game. It's a ground game. Of course, it's the UFC, it's called street fighting or dirty boxing in a lot of people's mind. But how did the concept come to the point where you envision this in your mind? And because the actual, when you look at the Hoyce Gracie days, I mean, Hoyce wasn't in the striking. He was in the submitting guys, these bigger guys, and he might not be able to compete with today's multifaceted warriors in the UFC. But talk to us about the start. How did you get this concept to start this UFC thing?
Well, I think after my experience on the beach with the wrestler, the seed was planted. Now, when I'm in the Marine Corps years later, it was a constant subject of barracks discussions about whether or not Bruce Lee could beat Muhammad Ali. And some friends of mine were over in Bangkok on an R&R, and they saw an Indian wrestler go up against a Muay Thai fighter. So this seed had been germinating in my mind for a number of years. And later, as a civilian, I'm working for an ad agency, and my boss says to me, our clients need some new ideas. And it was an importer of Mexican beer. And they wanted me to come up with something new. And what I came up with was World's Best Fighter, the idea of a tournament, an eight-man tournament, and that would go to pay-per-view. So this was something that, sports fans have been talking about for years, Pedro. All I was doing was figuring a way to package it and being able to take it forward as a franchise.
Okay. Were you surprised that the UFC just evolved to what it's a billion-dollar franchise now? Are you surprised it's, like, gone from what it was to what it is?
Not at all. Way back in the day, I understood that other than soccer, the martial arts was the physical activity that young people all over the planet had a relationship to. No matter what country you were in, there was a martial art, whether it was Sambo in Russia or Judo in Japan or Penjak Salat in Indonesia. So knowing that everyone enjoys a good fight, heck, it's in our DNA, I'm not surprised that the UFC has become as big as it is. Now, in the early days, though, in taking this idea forward, from when I first had it in 89 to doing the first event in 93, it was a real dogfight to get people to say yes. I was turned down by HBO, Showtime, ESPN. The martial arts community called it dirty fighting. They thought that it was a little too rough, a little too barbaric. Everywhere I went, people said to me, why do you want to do this? This is only in the movies. In fact, a number of people I talked to probably thought I was casting for a movie. When we asked Chuck Norris to be the commentator at the first event, he said, is this legal? And that's where the title of my book came from.
Art Davies, the author, folks. The book is called Is This Legal? The Inside Story of the First UFC from the man who created, of course, Big John McCarthy doing the foreword. You and John go back a ways, huh?
We go all the way back to actually before UFC 1. John was a student at the academy, and I had become a student there. And we would sometimes take Hickson Gracie's 6:30 in the morning class. And I got to tell you, there were a lot of police officers in that class. It was 90 minutes, and most of us were gone by 40 minutes. Most of us would drop out. Big John, though, I think used to hang in there right till the end.
You know, you brought me back in time there. I remember I took I was boxing in South San Francisco at a gym, and I had just done my jumping jacks and my road work and this kind of stuff. I mean, I was just done. And these girls challenged me to get on a bicycle and cycle with them, right? It was like a 25-minute course. I lasted 15 before I fell off the bike. And it was, when it's not your thing, it's not your thing. Art Davies, our guest, folks, the book is called Is This Legal? Now, Hoyce Gracie's a big part of the book, of course, a big part of the UFC legacy, the history, of course, the family. Did they create the UFC, this style of fighting? Was it their first, was it their initial idea and you just packaged it or what?
Not at all. In fact, when you get into the book at all, you'll see that the chapter 4, the Gracie Challenge, that I didn't want to do the Gracie Challenge. And the reason being is that anytime, Pedro, you got two martial artists together from different styles and tried to get them into a match, it fell apart. And there was a simple reason for it. They'd argue about the money, and they'd argue about the rules.
Yeah.
It was like getting two pit bulls to argue about how a steak was going to be divided. So I wanted to do the world's best fighter, which was going to be a tournament with eight different men from different martial arts, including boxing and sumo, and I saw it on pay-per-view. So I wanted to incorporate the fact that the Gracies were willing, among all martial artists that I had met, to get down and get, be willing to compete with other martial artists. You know, back in the day, there were an awful lot of people who turned me down. Dennis Alexio, the great kickboxer, mm-hmm. who was the brother of Jean-Claude Van Damme in the movie Kickboxer, he turned me down. Benny Urquidez, the Jet himself, said no. Yeah. Heck, and we had a dream list that included Mitch Blood Green and the famous Russian Greco-Roman wrestler Alexander Karelian. I got turned down by 38 different organizations. Pedro, that's why I dedicated the book, Is This Legal?, to the 10 fighters who came to UFC 1 and put it on the line. Those guys were brave. They had guts. They were like X-15 pilots flying off into the wild blue yonder without a parachute.
Okay, name the honored 10 for us. Is this legal? Go ahead.
Hoyce Gracie, Ken Shamrock, Zane Fraser, Kevin Rozier, Art Jimerson, Gerard Gourdeau, Taylor Tooley, the alternates, Jason DeLucia and Trent Jenkins. What an incredible group of guys. You got to give guys like that credit because back in the day, like I say, a lot of people were telling me we wouldn't do this. You know, it takes a brave man to step up and put his art on the line.
Ken Shamrock was scary. I mean, that guy was it Don Fry that he locked in the ankle lock or something like that over there in Japan in that pride fight and broke his leg in four spots that Fry wouldn't give up?
That's true.
Lord.
You know, Ken came right from Japan for the first UFC. He arrived on Tuesday, fight week. He had just completed a bout at Pancrase in Tokyo. And I think he was a little unprepared to do this event. We kept talking on the phone. He said, this is real, right? I said, Ken, there are no rules. He was used to doing, some
work
semi-works.
Yeah.
Yeah. So also the other one I forgot to mention, of course, and is Pat Smith as one of the 10. And of course, Ken was the athlete who put him into an ankle lock and made him say uncle in the first UFC. You know, the fascinating thing about the show is that these guys didn't know what they were facing because nobody had ever done this before. Heck, when I went to the insurance broker, Gagliardi and Associates.
Yeah, Joe Gagliardi was my godfather.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, as far as radio is concerned, he gave me $4,000 to start the show back in the late 1980s.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
And as you know, his agency is one of the key brokers, maybe the key broker, in providing coverage for boxing events and martial arts events. When we called his people up, they didn't know how to evaluate this. And finally, somebody said to me, well, can we put this down as full contact? I said, oh, yeah. I said, yes, it's full contact. That's got to be the understatement of the decade.
All right, Dave, you talk about his time with Joe Gagliardi. Joe Gagliardi, the godfather. That's what I used to call him, the godfather, of course, of closed-circuit television back in the day. He had all these closed-circuit entities, these locations all across the country. I mean, if you wanted to do closed-circuit for some of these big fights, you had to go through Joe Gagliardi. In fact, I'll say this. The last fight that was on closed-circuit TV was June of 1996 as far as boxing was concerned, and that was Oscar De La Hoya and Julio Cesar Chavez. And I want to say this, Joe Gagliardi, thanks for the $20,000 they made that night. He gave me my own turf, and he etched this map out art where people couldn't do any closed circuits or anything like that, and bar pay per view, nothing like that. Within 10 miles of me in all directions, it was fantastic. I sold my arena out. I had 4 different screens, 3 in Spanish, 1 in English. I mean, we rocked that night.
Wow.
But thank you, Joe Gagliardi, $20,000 one night. That was my introduction to the big time.
Very cool.
Art Davey, Is This Legal? That's the name of the book. We'll have him almost until the top of the hour. Of course, lots of stuff to talk about with this man who's got an interesting background, no question about that. Originally in the ad business. Well, now, good Lord, he's got history. He's got history. He's all about history. He is the UFC, the man that started it all. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We talked about Hoist Gracie and him. He had a nervous breakdown before that, before the finale in the Turfs tournament, or what?
You know, Pedro, that's not a widely known story, and I recount it in chapter 11 of the book, the first UFC. He had been isolated and been in training all week long with the Brazilians, headed up by his brother, the family champion, Hickson Gracie. In fact, I had not been permitted to see Hoist all week long. And even the night of the show in the dressing room, there was a phalanx of Brazilians guarding him like he was the Pope. And they wouldn't even let me in the room. Now, the story was is that at the dress rehearsal earlier that day, on Friday, November 12th, we had all the fighters come through and do a walkthrough from the dressing area out to the octagon. And Hoist and his posse were the last group through. And Todd Hester, the editor and publisher of Gladiator magazine, recounted this to me, that he saw Hoist and Hickson in the octagon. They were kneeling and facing each other. And Hoist, apparently, the pressure, the enormous pressure that was on him, remember, to defend and represent the family's art, perhaps it finally gotten to him, and Todd said that he was gently sobbing, and Hickson was holding him, cradling him, supporting him. I did not get a chance to witness this, but I trust Todd Hester's his veracity in observing this, and I don't doubt that was the case, because in all fairness, Hickson was the family champion. Hoist was the kid, the baby of the family. He was the one who babysat Horion's children.
Wow. Art Davies, our guest, the inside look into the world, the UFC, folks, the pioneer, the man that started all, of course, Hoist Gracie, going on to UFC fame. And we'll talk with Mr. Davies as to whether he thinks Hoist Gracie would be competitive in today's world. Of course, today's world now, guys are doing a whole lot of things, and they're doing all these different things. They're combining all these different aspects of combat sports into their fight game. Boxing 101, of course, Chris Weidman, the world middleweight champion, he's got boxing 101 now. He's learned how to box. He was a wrestler with a wrestling base. He's got some jiu-jitsu behind him. I mean, all these guys are learning all these different facets. But could Hoist Gracie compete in 2014? That's the question I've got for
Art Davey, the author of Is This Legal? The Inside Story of the First UFC from the Man Who Created It All. Of course, the foreword by Big John McCarthy. Big John McCarthy, if he isn't anything, he's honest. Straight up, honest and blunt. Check it out. He writes the foreword for this great book, Is This Legal? More with Art Davey on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network right after this.
Really knocks me out, girl, the clothes that you wear, the style of your hair, the way that you fare. Oh, no, 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 there ain't nothing that's gonna stop us nohow. Don't we know how?
Steiner Sports is the largest, most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used memorabilia, autographed and unsigned items from hundreds of teams and athletes. Celebrate the 2015 World Series champion Kansas City Royals by shopping the collection at steinersports.com/royalswin. For a limited time, receive 25% off any unsigned items such as man cave and home signs, World Series team photos, and more. Enter promo code ROYALS25 at checkout. That's ROYALS25 at steinersports.com/royalswin.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570. 1570.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie.lv, an industry-leading website, is offering a 50% bonus when you join and deposit today. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Come join MyBookie.lv. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Call 844-900-2387 or visit us online at mybookie.lv to open an account and claim your 50% bonus. Pull out your smartphone to sign up with our user-friendly mobile site for adrenaline on demand. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Call now to claim your 50% bonus before it's gone. That's 844-900-2387 or go online to mybookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at mybookie.lv. Sign up today.
Oh, under now. Got it. Under now.
He got it.
Kevin Randleman taps. He taps. Hodger Gracie. A rear naked choke, one of the classic moves in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say goodnight, Gracie.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How cheesy that is. If you didn't know anything about television history, George Burns and Gracie Allen, you wouldn't know what that meant. Goodnight, Gracie. They were like on the TV, like on TV, like in the 40s. Trying not to show my age here. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts.
You know, when my current guest is Art Davey, and he's got this book out called, of course, Is This Legal? The Inside Story of the First UFC. But as I look at his picture of him here on the internet, he's sort of a cross between Lee Marvin and George Clooney, which is nothing bad, folks. I'm going to kid you not, but nothing bad. But he tells it like it is. He's a man that started the UFC back in the day, of course, 1993. I'm reading from the press release here. Is This Legal? The Inside Story of the First UFC from the man who created it. Of course, in November 12th, 1993. Now, 90 minutes before the show was supposed to go on the air, you still hadn't signed the contract?
You know, Pedro, like I said, it was a dogfight inside and outside the octagon. The night before in the fighters' meeting, Horion and Gracie and I really lost control of that meeting, and it might have degenerated into a brawl, except for when Taylor Tooley, the sumo wrestler, finally signed the release, slammed it down on the table, and said, hey, I'll be there tomorrow night to party. That's what I came here for. I'll see all you guys there. And then the next day, we still didn't have a signed agreement with our TV partner. And I had figured out that if we didn't sign that agreement, we couldn't do the broadcast that night. I was still pushing and angling for them to pay for the purses starting in the second show. I knew we were coming back. This was a franchise. And we paid for the purse, Horion and I, in the first show. So 90 minutes before the show, Pedro, we're still wrestling. We got the attorneys on the phone, and we're still going to the mat. And at the last minute, Bob Myrowitz from Semaphore Entertainment blinked, and he said, all right, you got what you want. Let's go get this show and do it. So that's how it happened. But, boy, it was a dogfight right till the very end.
Okay, were you competing at all with Art Dorn and his Tough Man competition? Were there ever competition in that?
No, they were no more of a direct competitor to us than a house cat is to a leopard. I mean, you know, that was kind of a made for TV event. It came and went, and obviously after 21 years, and you see MMA all the way from Norway to Thailand, from Shanghai to Buenos Aires, MMA is the real deal.
You know, speaking of the real deal, we're talking with Art Davey, folks. The book is called Is This Legal? Ascend Books just released it as of July the 1st. We've got them on less than a week after the book is released, and we want to thank you for your time here on this Sunday. I know you've got other things to do, but Art Davey's a guest. Is This Legal? You know, the Pride Fighting Championships, I really liked that 10-minute opening round. Being a former fighter myself, I sort of thought that was intestinal fortitude at its best. That was really the test of a guy, a 10-minute opening round. But in your initial tournaments, there was no time limit.
That's correct. What we had was, 5-minute rounds, and they were unlimited. It was going to go until there was a knockout or a submission. So, you know, there really were no rules for the first event. There was no biting, no eye gouging. And, the sport, though, evolved immediately. Right after UFC 1, the guys themselves started to cross-train. I remember between 3 and 4. Kimo Leopoldo showed up over at the Gracie Academy asking Horian Gracie if he can study jiu-jitsu. And before you know it, I was bringing in guys like Randy Couture, who were cross-training. This sport evolved right from the very beginning, Pedro. Also, the rules evolved. You know, by UFC 5, we were adding time limits, we were adding judging, we were adding gloves, weight classes. The sport and the athletes continue to evolve, and that's been the success of mixed martial arts, has been the organic evolution and then the tremendous support of the fans. Because when the media and the politicians got together and were trying to put the kibosh on MMA and the UFC, trying to ban it, it was the fans who in the early bulletin board days and later in the internet said, just like instead of saying, I want my MTV, they said, I want my MMA. And, you know, they're the ones who kept it really going.
Art Davey's on the line, folks. I think he's calling us from Sin City, Las Vegas. Are you down there for the Fan Expo?
Actually, I've got a ranch out here just about 50 miles outside of Vegas. And I've been at the International Fight Week and the UFC Fan Expo all week. Pedro, it's been really exciting over there. And this has been an incredible week for me and I think for the fans. Absolutely.
Okay, let's get a little more direct here with this question, with these questioning, folks. We'll get a little serious here. Now, Art Davey's our guest. I got to pose you this question. Is
is Zuffa Sports. Zuffa Sports, having basically bought everybody else out, all the major competitors out, World Extreme Cage Fighting, Strike Force, this and that, they've become a monopoly. Is that good for MMA?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, anything that you look at as a development has pluses and minuses to it. And I think the plus, in terms of Zuffa coming in 2001, getting the reality show on Spike in 2005, is they've helped to bring MMA to the mainstream. They've really pushed this sport forward in a way that has gained a great deal of mainstream and establishment acceptance. On the other hand, I hear from some of the fans at the Expo this weekend that, you know, is there too much domination by one brand? Okay. And in all fairness, that may be still to be determined, because Bellator has Viacom as an investor, and they're on Spike, and now by bringing Scott Coker on board, it looks like Bellator is poised to give the UFC more competition. Look, the truth of the matter is that over the next 10 or 20 years, we're going to be amazed to see the promoters and the fighters that emerge. This sport is only beginning. Can you imagine what the champions from 20 years from now are going to be like? And who knows who might be the number one brand? When I was a young man coming up, IBM, with their mainframe and with their personal computers, was a dominant brand, and that changed.
Yep.
You know, and now you've got Apple as being one of the biggest corporations on planet Earth. Things change all the time, but MMA will be here forever.
The book is called Is This Legal? It's available right now at Amazon.com or AscendBooks.com. That's AscendBooks.com. It's just how it sounds, AscendBooks.com or Amazon.com. Now, I'd be excited. Is this your first book?
This is my first book, yes.
I mean, so how much prep went into this, or was this off out of memory?
Well, you know, a number of fans have said to me, "Art, you must have had great notes." And Campbell McLaren, my old point man from SEG, called me recently, and we had a long talk. And he said, "Art," he said, "you remember more from 20 years ago than I remember from 2 years ago." Mm. And the truth of the matter is also that I saved all the paperwork, all the faxes, all the contracts. And as a guy from the ad business, anytime I used to meet with a client, I'd make notes. So I've got great records from those days. So 3 years ago, Sean Wheelock, the play-by-play commentator for Bellator, called me up and said, "Art, I'm a big fan." I'd never met him before. He said, "You and I got to do a book together." And Sean kept pushing on me and pushing on me. And he kept saying, "We got to talk to this agent with that publisher." Before you know it, we wound up with a deal. And Sean did help me with a great amount of research on the book when I would come up with a particular statement or quote and saying that, you know, Jorge and Gracie had met, Gene LaBelle on a heart-to-heart episode. What year was that? It'd be Sean that would nail that down. He also was a great editor. So this was a wonderful process. I really began writing the book hard last November and completed it in April. And I got to tell you, it was one of the funnest experiences of my life. True story.
The book is called Is This Legal? The True Story, of course, of the first UFC. Speaking of the first UFC, we're with Art Davey. He is the author extraordinaire, the man, of course, that brought us the UFC in its conception back in 1993. Could Royce Gracie compete at his weight class in today's UFC world?
You know, you brought that up before, and I'm glad you did. You know, in all fairness, the sport has continued to evolve. And you look at the athletes today. Every time I go to a show, I was in an amateur show Thursday night, Tough Enough, over at the Texas station here in Sin City. And I got to tell you, you look at the amateurs today, they look like the pros of 5 to 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I think, to answer your question, I think Royce today would have a hard time. And you remember when he finally came back to the octagon after 11 years and got in there with Matt Hughes? Quite frankly, you could see that the sport had evolved, and in a sense, perhaps Royce's game had not.
Okay. Who do you think the best fighter in the world is as far as the world of the UFC alone is concerned? Who do you think is the best?
Well, right now, you know, I'm a big fan of John Jones and Ronda Rousey. These two, I think, typify what men and women in the sport are supposed to be about, the kind of skills they bring, the kind of dedication they bring, the kind of commitment. And as I said, who knows what we're going to be looking at in 20 years, because, you know, at one time I heard that Major League Baseball sent a team over to China, and they found 40 guys who could throw a fastball faster than 90 miles an hour. So can you imagine what we'll find in places like China or India or Sandusky, Ohio, or Brooklyn, you know, in the next 20 years? I think it's going to be extraordinary who will be coming up and coming on.
Okay. Now, you were with the early part of the UFC. I'm sure you saw some guys you thought were on banned substances or prohibited steroids, things like that, right? Didn't you see some of that, I mean, to your naked eye?
Well, you know, there's no doubt about it that early on, it wasn't just the bodybuilders who were using the vitamin S, as Horian Gracie used to call it back in the day. And early on, I was proud of the fact that I did AIDS testing in the first UFC when a lot of boxing promoters weren't. Mm-hmm. And later on, we had hepatitis B and C. But we never got in all the 5 years that I was involved in being the booker and the matchmaker in testing for steroids. It's gotten a lot more sophisticated today. It's a real problem in the industry, in the sport. And back in the day, to answer your question, I think not only steroids, but human growth hormone was being used and taken.
Well, this is what Dana White had to say about legalized steroids. I'm talking about testosterone replacement therapy.
When you really break it down and you look at it, it's science. You know, as you get older, your testosterone starts to get lower. Science has figured out a way to get it back up to even. But in like all things, when money is involved, people will find ways to cheat. And even though this thing is legal, people have figured out how to cheat on it, so it has to go away. What it is it ruins good fighters. Once you get on this stuff or any type of steroid, you can't get off it. You have to continue to use it because once you start using it, your body stops producing it like it did before. So it's definitely not good for you. It's meant for 45, 50-year-old men. That's what it's meant for. It's not meant for young, well-conditioned athletes.
Dana White on testosterone replacement therapy, which for years I call legalized cheating. What's your stance on that, Art Davies? Should testosterone replacement therapy be part of combat sports?
You know, I align myself with Dana on that issue. I think he's right on in terms of how he's seeing it. It does constitute a form of cheating. And I think even in the bigger picture that we have to be and remain aware of is that this is not good for the athlete. And I've noticed in my experience that there's a development of the muscle and tendon, but there tends to be a brittleness when it comes to bones. I used to see more injuries along those lines. And once your body starts accepting this, it doesn't produce it as much. It's really bad mojo. Dana's right about that. And yet, if there's money involved and if a guy thinks that it'll give him a 5% edge, he's going to take it. That is the problem.
The man started a billion-dollar industry. I'm talking about the UFC. His name is Art Davey. The book is out. Art Davey and Sean Wheelock combining for this fantastic book, Is This Legal? The Inside Story of the First UFC. It's at Amazon.com, of course, AscendBooks.com. Straight up, it's a fantastic book. Mr. Davey, I thank you so much for your time, sir. You've been a great, great experience for me.
Hey, Joe, it's a pleasure, and I got to tell you something. Fans out there, if you really want to know how the sport began, this is a good way to get a handle on the sport that you love. And like I said, it's available at both Amazon.com and AscendBooks.com. Really appreciate your time today, Pedro.
The great Art Davey, the creator of the UFC, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order. Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
After a game, he always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
Let's go back in time. Late 1960s, early 1970s, Mission Dolores Park in San Francisco. Straight up, Carlos Santana was the hottest performer around. I mean, before he went worldwide, he was like the hottest thing locally, playing high school dances, the whole nine yards. Well, Raul Rico was his conga player for 32 years, I believe, in 16 albums. When those 32 years, they did a lot together, went all over the world. And Raul, I would see on occasion at Mr. Happy's Steakhouse, the former Palace Steakhouse that Cuddy and I used to go to on the corner of Army and Mission. In fact, I went to for like 40 years. Anyway, I saw Raul in there with George Santana, Carlos's brother. I guess that was about 30 years ago, 83, 84, somewhere around there. It hadn't seen, I've seen George since there, but I hadn't seen Raul since then. So, in Valentine's Day this year, I'm down at the Fox Theater introducing Zoppo, and he's jamming with Zoppo and Richard Bean. So, the man from Suavecito said he really reached out to Raul Rico. It was like a blessing. You know, you're like the godfather of conga drums, this and that. I didn't know he was dying of cancer at that point in time. But he passed away this week at the age of 61. He was a good guy. Remember his free jams with the in Dolores Park, Presidio Park, that kind of good stuff, man. Those were the old days. Santana in the old days, folks. I go back that far. So I thank you so much for tuning in this week. This show is dedicated to Raul Rico and Carlos Santana and the Great Mission District, the boys that lived on Coleridge Street. We all lived on Coleridge Street together in the city by the bay, San Francisco. So until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life. Don't forget, this is Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network with Ring Talk live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on Sports Byline.